I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly, yearly cycle updates, where today we're going to be talking about what's your pattern when challenges come your way. We all have patterns that we get into in life. And one of the things we want to take communion over today is developing this pattern of our life, in our lives, of embracing challenges when they come away, rather than shying away from them, being fearful of them, getting frustrated by them, embracing these challenges. And how do we do that? Because we trust that we've got God with us. He's there with us, helping us and equipping us as we go. Now, in the month of July, this is often a time where we see it's a reminder of God's favor on our lives, that his favor is on us. It surrounds us like a shield, and it's on us for a lifetime. And our message this month of July in 2021 was favor, patterns, and relationships. And so often in God's favor, he begins to open new opportunities. He begins to open new doors. But when these new doors open and these new opportunities come, there's often going to be some work on the other side. There might be some challenges that come with these new opportunities. Why? Because we're stepping into new things. We're doing things maybe we've never done before. And that's usually requires some challenge that we got to break through. We got to overcome to get past those things. And we're going to take a special communion today for breaking any patterns of not embracing challenge in our life. But let's get started with prayer. For those of you that have been following along, we're actually going to pray a little bit different prayer today. We're going to pray the prayer from Ephesians chapter 3. I really feel like God has been nudging me in this direction when we do our daily communions to pray our 30-day prayer challenge prayer like we've been doing. But when we do our weekly communions, to pray this prayer out of Ephesians chapter 3. So we're going to pray this prayer of Ephesians chapter 3. Then we're going to take a couple minutes to evaluate our previous week, to examine ourselves, to look ahead at the week that's coming in our lives and leading us into our time of teaching and communion behind that. Let's get started with the prayer. This is a prayer coming from Ephesians chapter 3. We're going to start in verse 16. This is the Apostle Paul praying. He says, well, first of all, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, for transferring us into the light. And the Apostle Paul says, for this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth derives its name. We pray that out of your glorious riches, God, you may strengthen us with power through your Spirit in our inner being, so that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith, and that we would be rooted and established in love, and we may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that we would be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that's at work within us. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So let's take a couple minutes to go through the other half of prayer, taking some time to examine ourselves, to listen for God's leading in our life. Remember, prayer is supposed to be a two-way communication, and to examine ourselves before we get into our time of communion over this upcoming week. Now, if you're new to us here in our program, The Abundant Life Blueprint, one of the things we do is establishing God's rhythm in our lives. In the Old Testament, the temple had a rhythm of things that were supposed to be done every day, morning and evening. There was a weekly Sabbath rhythm. There was a monthly new moon rhythm, and then there was also a rhythm that happened on the yearly cycle, the biblical holidays like Passover and Pentecost and the Feast of Tabernacles and these feast days. And so one of the things we do is on God's yearly cycle, weekly, kind of recapping the week, looking at where we are in the year. And every time of the year teaches us different angles about what Jesus has done for us. Every year, every time of the year gives us reminders about what different things that Jesus has done for us, and it gives us some clues and some insights into God's timing and what we can expect as we walk out our year. And so this time of the year, like I said, in July, it's a reminder of God's favor on our lives, that it's on us for a lifetime. It surrounds us like a shield, and his favor brings opportunities. But those new opportunities might come with some challenges on the backside of them. And you need to be prepared for that. And we want to develop this heart stance, this mindset, this positioning on the inside of us that, you know what, when challenges come my way, I'm going to embrace them. I'm going to run towards them rather than away from them because I've got God with me. Think about David running toward Goliath. He's running towards the obstacle. He's running toward the challenge rather than away from it. While everybody else is running away, he's running toward Goliath. Why? Because he knows that God is with him. He's got a covenant with God Almighty. And he knows that God is with him. And God has been preparing him and training him. So these new favor, this favor and new opportunities that God is going to open, he's going to bring your way, they're going to have some challenges. But what the thing is you're going to find is that God has been preparing you behind the scenes more than you ever knew for what he just opened the door for. And you might say, well, I don't know if I'm good enough. I don't know if I'm capable. I don't know if I can meet this challenge. But God's been training you. He's been preparing you. All those things you've been learning, you've been growing in, you've been preparing on, you're going to step into these new challenges. And everything you've been preparing for, you're going to be ready to go. God's been preparing you the whole time. And so let's take a second to just examine ourselves before I get too far along here. But first thing we want to do, before we take communion, let's position our minds and our hearts and our imaginations on the light. We've been released from the darkness, transferred into the light. And our cue, our indicator on the inside, that we're focused on the light rather than darkness, is that feeling of lightness. When we're focused on darkness, all the things that are going wrong, all the things that could happen, all this, these evil, dark things, when we're focused on those and we're trying to fight against those, the feeling that we get on the inside is just that heaviness in our spirit. Those feelings of overwhelm, of helplessness, of hopelessness, of confusion. We're trying to figure it all out. Those are all focused on the darkness. When we begin to make that simple shift, wait a minute, God's with me. God's with me. That feeling of lightness comes. Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me because I am gentle and you'll find rest for your souls. Which leads us to our next one, which is how are your levels? So to position our minds in the light, I'm getting ahead of myself again here. To position our minds in the light, what are some things that you're grateful for over the last week? Looking back, what went well? What are some things that you're grateful for? And then what steps forward did you take over the last week? What things did you get accomplished? What steps forward did you make? Look how far you've come over just a week. And the steps forward that you took. That's how we can position our minds on the light. We can position our minds on things we're grateful for, things to praise God for. We can begin to magnify God for those things. We can begin to praise him for those things like we talked about earlier today in our daily communion meditation. Actually, going to be going into tomorrow's meditation is when I think it's coming out. So our next question, how are your levels of just supernatural overflowing peace over the last week? God has given you his supernatural peace on the inside. No matter what's coming at you in life, you can have supernatural peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding. These new challenges might be coming at you, and you can handle them with peace and joy and confidence in God. Why? Because we keep our eyes fixed on him. Our thoughts are not divided. We are single-minded in our faith. That's the peace lets us know that we're in faith, that we're single-minded, that, wait a minute, God is bigger than whatever's coming at me. And he's been training me. He's been preparing me. This is no problem for him. And then how are your levels of supernatural joy over the last week? God has given you his joy. And in his presence, there's fullness of joy. I like to think of joy as my indicator that I'm living in the present moment, aware of God's presence with me. When we get dwelling on the past, living in regret, replaying things that happened in the past that were not good, or we get worried about an uncertain future, it robs our joy. It steals our presence and it steals our joy. And I like to think of this, joy is presence is the grace table turner. When I'm present and I'm aware of God's presence with me, it turns the table. It takes the pressure off of me. It unkinks the hose and all of these good things that God put within my spirit can begin to flow out of me. And joy is my indicator. That's happening. Joy is my indicator that that's happening. So how are your levels of just overflowing joy over the last week? And then as we look ahead at the week to come, we look out at the next week. What needs to happen over the next week? What steps need to happen over the next week? What steps do you know to do, the things to take action on over the next week? And is there anything coming up on your schedule that you need to make plans for, preparation for, provision for? Anything out of the ordinary coming up on your schedule? Any administrative things that need to happen over the next week? And then when you look at God's bigger picture and plan for your life, what is that thing that you are charged up to do? What is that thing you are excited and motivated to do? You feel God is stirring you and prompting you to do. And getting some plans in place over the next week to just take some steps forward in those things. You don't have to have it all figured out, have it all completed in the next week, but how could you move forward in those things over the next week and to execute those things with confidence? Maybe some of these challenges are coming at you over the next week. What steps forward could you take to meet these challenges head on and to run toward them rather than to shy away from them? And I want you to think about this. When challenges are coming your way, here's, I think, how we defeat them. Sometimes we look at all the things that are going on in these challenges. Sometimes they look big and overwhelming. And I think you just do whatever's right in front of you right now, whatever you know to do right now, you tackle that and you do it with confidence and boldness and peace and joy. And you do that thing and you execute that thing. And then when you're done, you go on to the next thing and you keep doing that. That's how you work your way through these challenges. And then if you were to sum it all up over the last week, what's God been teaching you? What's he been training you in? Notice he said, take my yoke upon me. Take my yoke upon you. Get my words out today. Take my yoke upon you and what? Learn from me. He's trying to lead us to this spacious place, this beautiful place, to this abundant place. But it's his voice that leads us. And we got to take that time to get still and to get quiet. And I find that doing it once a week, just getting still, kind of recapping the week. All right, what did I learn this week? What are the lessons that I learned this week? What do I feel like God is saying to me? Is he speaking to me? What about his direction for my life? Am I in the right place? Am I positioned correctly? Do I need to make any adjustments? Just getting still and listening. And he is so faithful. If you will do this and you will just listen and you will follow his leading and you will obey, it's amazing where he will lead you. If you just start doing this day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, and you establish this rhythm in your life. This rhythm is one of the most powerful principles for keeping your life on track. Why? Because it gives you gentle nudges back in the right direction if you get this rhythm established in your life. So, like I said, July is a reminder of God's favor on your life. He often opens new doors to new opportunities. And this favor oftentimes is opportunities to grow in our relationships, both with God and man. But a lot of times these new opportunities come with some work on the other side. They come with some challenges. God often puts us in some messy, disordered environments with the expectation that he's been training us and he's been preparing us, where he's going to put us into a situation where we know what to do. By his spirit, we know what to do, and we can go in to create solutions and to create order and to restore that situation and to truly be a blessing in that situation. But it's going to require the willingness to embrace these challenges. So when you know that God is moving you in this direction, but it looks like there's some challenge waiting for you on the other side of the door, be willing to embrace those challenges when you know God's nudging you in that direction. There might be these hesitations on the inside, but I want you to once you know that you're supposed to move forward on the inside, we got to get past those hesitations and begin to execute with confidence and boldness because you know that God is with you. And so we're going to take communion over the upcoming week here. And one of the things I want to do is that today, when we break the bread in communion, we're going to take a minute to just meditate on God's unfailing love for us. We're going to take a minute to meditate on his mighty works and nothing's impossible for us. We're going to take a minute to just meditate on Jesus and his sacrifice. But in this communion meditation today, I also want this to be symbolic that when we break this bread, we're going to be breaking any old patterns. The old has gone, the new has come. We're going to be breaking any old patterns of frustration with challenges, getting frustrated very easily, of quitting when challenges come, of shying away from challenges when they come. And we're going to, that's going to be, this breaking of the bread is going to be symbolic. We're letting go of those things. And then when we take the cup, this cup is going to be an activation of a new way of living that embraces challenges and runs toward it and says, you know what? This is a challenge. Great. Because God's with me. We're about to see some miraculous things happen. God has anointed me for this, to overcome this challenge. So when we break the bread, we're going to be letting go of those old patterns. And when we take the juice, we're going to be embracing these new patterns. And we're going to believe and we're going to trust. And we're going to have confidence that God's going to help us make this happen. We can't figure out how to do it on our own. But we can take the first step and trust that God's going to show up and equip us and empower us to do this from this point on. It's going to be a turning point in our life from this point going forward. And you think about it. Jesus said, Apostle Paul says, Jesus says in the book of Revelation, to him who overcomes, they will inherit all things. We've been made to be overcomers. We're made to be more than conquerors. Jesus says, you know, you're going to have trouble in this world, but what? Be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world. Be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world. I'm in you. I'm with you. I'm for you. And I've overcome all these challenges you're going to face. You can tackle every single one that comes your way. If we're going to overcome, that means there's going to be some challenges to overcome. If we're going to conquer, that means there's going to be something we have to conquer. So when we break the bread and take the juice today, it's going to be symbolic of that. But let's take a minute just to meditate on the love of God, the love of Jesus for us, that his love has been shed abroad in our hearts. He loved us so much, he was willing to send his one and only son to die for us. If he would do that, how will he not freely give us all things, including helping us break these patterns, helping us to encounter these challenges that we face in life? And that he's more than enough in us and with us and for us. What do we just say? That he can do more than we ask or dream or think or imagine in our prayer today. According to what? According to his power that's at work within us. He's with us. He's for us. He has steadfast, unfailing love. And 1 Corinthians 13 says, love never fails. Not only does he never fail, he has steadfast, unfailing love for us. But with God, nothing is impossible. Just taking a second to think about and to meditate, as the book of Psalms says, on his mighty works. He can part the Red Sea. He can bring the dead to life. He can heal the sick. He can have a fish, have you catch a fish with money in it. He can do the impossible. He can do what we can't do. And he's with us and in us. He's working within us to will and to do his good pleasure. Just meditating on that. When you put those two things together, how much he loves you and that nothing is impossible for him, it'll give you the courage to walk in a new level of courage that you embrace these challenges, because you're not looking at what you can do on your own. Often when God opens these doors in our lives to new opportunities, we might shy away from them if we look at what we can do in our own strength. But when we look at what we can do with God with us, what he can do through us, he's always more than enough. His grace is sufficient. He's always more than enough. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this bread and what it represents. We ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took this bread. He said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And they said, what? Take it. He told his disciples, take it, receive it. Receive what? Jesus makes you right with God. He makes you holy. He makes you perfect. Take it and receive it. What? That we just broke those old patterns. They've been washed away. We're going to start to embrace this new pattern in our lives. Father, we just thank you for this bread in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. It says, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. This new covenant, we can have a covenant relationship with God. This new covenant, this new way of living, a new life connected to God, doing it together in partnership with Him. When these challenges come our way, we don't have to meet them alone. We get to meet them with God with us. This new covenant, getting it established in our hearts, that He's there to help us in everything we do. And I believe as we meet these challenges in life and we see God flowing through us to meet these challenges, and that every single time they come, He's more than enough, I believe it helps us to grow our relationship with Him, and we begin to know Him on a whole new level. And Jesus said in John 17:3, this is eternal life. This is eternal life, that they would know you, God the Father, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. As we meet these challenges, and He's more than enough, helps us to know Him better. And that, Jesus says, is eternal life. And we can have that now. We can begin to grow in that from this day forward for eternity. But Father, we just thank You for this cup and what it represents, and helping us to establish these new patterns in our life. We thank You for it, Father, in Jesus' name. So now it's simply about walking it out. Here's what we have to do. We just believe we received this from God. He needs us to take the first step. When challenges come your way, take the first step toward them, trusting that God's there to equip you, to empower you, to meet that challenge head on, and do the one thing that you know to do, and execute it with confidence and boldness. Execute that one thing you know to do. And then once you're done with that, do the next thing. And you keep doing that step by step. It leads you through these challenges, and you'll flow through them with no problems whatsoever. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about the yearly cycle or partnering with us in our program, The Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com to learn more there.